This is Capital Access. I'm Paul Braun. By now, you have no doubt heard that on Saturday night, Governor John Bel Edwards won re-election over Republican challenger Eddie Rasponi. But how did the Democrat incumbent score victory in Ruby Red, Louisiana? Well, to talk about the results, I'm joined by demographer and Edwards campaign consultant Greg Rigamer. Greg, thanks for speaking with me.
Happy to do it.
So the Edwards campaign brought you on after the primary. What did you see as some areas for improvement from that first round of voting?
Well, after the primary, there was a thought that maybe the African-American vote didn't turn out as well as it did in 2015. But in a quick analysis of the voting patterns on that, we saw that African-American turnout actually had increased from November 2015 to October 2019. However, white turnout increased at a greater proportion. So while more African-Americans voted than in 2015, the fact of the matter is they represented a smaller percentage of the total votes cast. So the thought was, how do we get to these people who typically vote in a presidential or highly partisan race, but not typically a gubernatorial race?
And what was the answer?
Well, first of all, scouring the voting rolls to see who voted in a presidential race, but not a gubernatorial race, and also people who voted in November of 2018, but did not vote in October 2019.
Any big demographics that jumped out at you?
Well, I mean, obviously, for a Democrat running in Louisiana, the African-American constituency is very important, you know, exceedingly important. The formula has always been you need for a Democrat to win at least 90% of the African-American vote and a third of the white vote. And that has been the formula that has held true for every race since really 2003. But in this race, the governor probably got about 31% of the white vote. But he got literally, unequivocally, over 98% of the African-American vote. I mean, I have worked in lots of campaigns. I have followed the presidential elections. His performance in the African-American precincts is really the best that I've seen ever.
So when we were leading up to this conversation, you talked about one bit of analysis that really floored you in breaking down this race. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, if you look at Louisiana's 64 parishes, your four largest parishes, which are East Baton Rouge, Jefferson Parish, Orleans, and St. Tammany Parish, they represent about one in three of every voter in Louisiana. While the governor won overall by 40,000 votes, he comes out of the top four parishes with a margin, 152,000 vote lead over Eddie Rasponi on just those four parishes. So the bottom line is the top four parishes really put the governor in office. I mean, obviously you have to run okay in the other places, but in reality, the grouping from parish number five to parish number 64, Eddie Rasponi won. If it were a ground game, we'd be calling him governor, but it's not a ground game. It's a numbers game.
That works well for a numbers guy.
Interesting. Works well for numbers, Scott. That's right.
Well, Greg, thanks so much for lending us your time and your perspective. We really appreciate it.
Happy to do it. Thank you.
For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.